China has also been investing an enormous amount of money overseas as it seeks oil in Africa, iron ore in Latin America, and China's been investing in all kinds of companies here in the U.S. But there's another up-and-coming country making big investments, and that is Brazil. Its economy is growing rapidly, and so is its stake abroad, as NPR's Juan Ferreira reports from one remote corner of Argentina.
The music of Chaco in Argentina's far north tries to be hopeful, but in the song Puerto Tirol, it laments this abandoned, empty corner. Here, up against Paraguay, it's all scrubgrass as far as the eye can see, and in summer, the temperatures can hit 120 degrees. People here say jobs are scarce, and about half the workforce looks for employment with the government. But one company, Santana Textiles of Fortaleza, Brazil, saw opportunity here. As factory worker Carlos Vallejo yells above the din, giant machines spin thread from cotton grown here in Chaco. The thread's then dyed, cleaned, woven into fabric, and sold to Argentina's top jean makers. In 2 years since opening, the family-owned factory with 350 workers has cornered nearly a quarter of the Argentine market in denim fabrics. Santana is now about to open another factory abroad in a place that's similar to Chaco. Dry, hot, sparsely populated South Texas. That factory will be even bigger, with 800 employees. Igor Pejigao is Santana's director in Argentina.
We look for the leadership of Western countries. We know that to achieve this goal, we have to go to United States of America because it's the biggest market.
In many ways, Santana is much like other big Brazilian companies investing abroad. Efficient, modern, well-capitalized, it can tap the international credit market and also Brazil's big development bank. The big Brazilian players that are expanding abroad include giants like the mining company Vale and the biggest company in South America, Petrobras, which is drilling for oil worldwide. Embraer, Brazil's airplane manufacturer, is planning to build a plant in Florida. And Odebrecht, the construction company, has built bridges and highways in Latin America and Africa. Fergus McCormick is senior vice president at the DBRS Credit Rating Agency in New York. And McCormick says Brazil's foreign investments are part of a trend.
It's a very ambitious country with vision. And I think that the increase in private investment that we're seeing outside of Brazil is part of this overall trend.
In the early part of the last decade, Brazil's foreign investments averaged $700 million a year. By 2008, they topped $20 billion, a figure that may be eclipsed this year. Brazil's biggest stake is here in neighboring Argentina. Now, nearly a third of all foreign investment to Argentina comes from Brazil, says Abeseb, a consulting firm in Buenos Aires that frequently works for Brazilian investors. That's surpassed the U.S., traditionally the region's biggest investor. Argentines see it in oil and mining, but also in construction, cement, and the all-important beef and agro sector. Bernardo Casacoff is a former UN economist and expert on Brazil's economy who now heads a think tank in Buenos Aires.
Brasil lo que intenta es ser un jugador mundial. Y hoy para ser un jugador
Casacoff says Brazil wants to be a world player, and for a country with the world's eighth largest economy, that means having more than just a big domestic market. It means creating international networks, he says, where Brazilian products can be bought and sold. In a way, Santana, the textile maker here in Chaco, mirrors Brazil itself. For 47 years, the company was content at home. Santana started by making hammocks, then threads, finally fabrics. It expanded across Brazil, operating four factories. Igor Pejigao, who's overseeing the Argentine operations, said Santana's board finally decided it was time to expand abroad. Only 28, well-educated, and fluent in three languages, Pejigao bubbles with enthusiasm as he talks about the future.
We have five countries that are pretty close from where we are now, and we thought that this factory would be a nice way to reach those markets.
The plan, he says, is to expand output here and begin to supply gene makers to the northeast in Paraguay and to the west in Bolivia and Chile. The way he sees it, it's only a matter of time. Juan Ferrero, NPR News.